Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
We've been keeping you across something called porting, which I'd never heard of until a week or so ago. It's a type of fraud we're starting to hear about. A bloke named Armin fell victim while he was camping in the snowy mountains. Fraudsters somehow hacked into his phone remotely while his phone was on SOS mode. They transferred his number to one of their own devices, and while they were inside, they went straight for his bank account. Over 30 hours, they withdrew $120,000 in 50 small transactions from his HSBC account. And we're in the process of helping Armin to get his money back through HSBC. Things are looking encouraging there, and we'll keep you updated. But he's not the only person who's been hit. Jenny, which is not her real name, owns a healthcare business with her husband. On January 9, she received a call from the National Australia Bank about her business account. They had detected suspicious activity. Someone had called up NAB to increase the credit limit on her account. Moments later, Jenny and her husband's phones suddenly went offline. Their numbers had been ported. The fraudsters took thousands of dollars from their accounts, and it wasn't just from her NAB account, her accounts at St. George, ANZ, Commonwealth, and even PayPal got stung. Jenny is on the line right now. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, Ben.
Had you heard of porting?
No, it was a whole new word to me, and even some of the people in the banks, when you go in to tell them that your card's been frauded, subject to fraud, they say, "What's that?" No, it's all new to me.
They got $50,000 out of your accounts.
It's basically that amount. Hopefully we'll get it all back. But it's where you have credit cards, they can open debit cards in your name, and then they just go crazy. At the Commonwealth, they manage to open up a step pay account or a step up account. I had all these debit cards arrive at our mailbox. Hopefully we'll get it all back. Because it was noticed, started on the 9th, and by the 11th, hopefully we caught it. But the next day, we went to our business phone centre and said, "Hey, what's going on with our business phones and our internet?" And they said, "Oh, it looks like something happened in Melbourne." They said, "Ring back at 2 o'clock on a public phone." Well, I call back at 2 o'clock on a public phone. They don't all work, by the way. And as soon as he answered the phone, he said, "Go and get yourself two $10 SIM cards from your nearest Telstra office and put them in your phones." And that's when it just sort of hit us. What is going on?
So how did they get into your phone? Do you understand it? Because we've got Optus now coming on the program tomorrow morning at 7:15, because I'm hoping for some kind of education campaign or explanation about how they're doing it. Do you understand how it works?
Look, maybe it's something that I've hit on. Maybe it's something my husband hit on. We've got no idea. Maybe our passwords were too short. Maybe I didn't check. We don't know. But it takes over your life. We've had to get new licenses, new passports, new Medicare. I've lost my Apple ID. It takes 30 to 40 days to get money back.
When you got that call from the NAB and they said, "Look, someone's tried to increase the credit limit on your account," and then the next moment your phones went offline, just describe that. What did you see on your phone?
It just went to SOS because our NAB business manager called and said, "What's going on? What have you been doing?" Well, I confirmed payments that I made in the morning. She said, "Yes, I can see that." And then she said, "Oh, I'll call your husband." And then everything just went dead. And apparently someone had called the bank and tried to raise the credit limit to buy a car for my daughter.
And they got into your NAB account, your St. George account, your ANZ, your Commonwealth Bank and PayPal.
PayPal, the one that sort of stopped them at the gate, they only got $50-something with St. George. They were onto it straight away.
I know it's been a nightmare as far as your license and your accounts and everything else, but as far as the money's concerned, You're trying to get the $50,000 back, and how's that going?
It's coming back slowly. The NAB's been very good. It's coming back in dribs and drabs. I'm just concerned about what's happened with the debit cards they've created and this step-up pay credit loan they've taken out or whatever.
All right. Well, listen, you keep us updated, and I appreciate your courage in jumping on the line and telling us about it, because you obviously heard Armin the other day and you thought, hang on a moment, same thing happening to me. We're thinking of you, Jenny, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay.
Thanks, good on Ben. You. There's Jenny, not her real name. Now, I just want to make something clear. We're hearing through banks that it's the telcos that are responsible. So there's a blame game going on at the moment. And look, I'm no technical expert, so I'm just trying to get my head around it as well. I'd never heard of this until the last week or so. But people in the banking industry are saying, hey, porting should be the responsibility of the telcos, because they're getting in through people's phones.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.